This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com. I'm here with Sandy Marcel, founder of Vested Interest in Canines. How's it going today, Sandy?
Oh, it's going great, Paul.
Since 2009, Vested Interest in Canines has provided over 400 bullet and staff protective vests for law enforcement dogs throughout the country. Can you give us a little bit more information about your group and what you guys have done to help protect canines?
Sure. We founded Vested Interest in Canines in August of 2009. Previous to that, I had been working as a volunteer since the year of 2000 with law enforcement agencies in Massachusetts, which is my home state, to do fundraising events and coordinate sponsors and with the media to help bring awareness to canines that were needing this piece of equipment that most cases the law enforcement agencies don't have the budgets to provide. So after doing this as a volunteer for a number of years, I decided that having a nonprofit status would make many other opportunities available and decided to become a nonprofit, which was done in August of 2009. And since then, it really has expanded for us many, many horizons that have allowed us to help many dogs. This is done as a donation. There's no cost to any agency for this piece of equipment, which costs almost $1,000, and they last for 5 years. So we anticipate that most dogs in their career are going to need two vests because sometimes they work till 10 or 11 years old. We're very active in the community where we live, which is Massachusetts, but we also have volunteers across the country that host events on our behalf, that help bring awareness to the group, that help find more dogs that need vests. So we rely on folks, you know, all over the country to help us with our mission. It's a huge undertaking, but it's very fulfilling, and we're happy to be able to do this for the dogs that, you know, serve their communities and their partners. They deserve it.
So you guys, the group has started in Massachusetts, but like you said, you help canines, police departments all across the country. How many departments, I guess in how many states do you help departments right now?
Well, it was started in Massachusetts in 2009, and probably for about a year we stayed with dogs in Massachusetts. And we've been so successful that most of the dogs in Massachusetts had vests, and we decided, you know what? There's dogs everywhere that need this body armor, so let's expand. So we expanded our mission approximately a year later. And I believe we've provided vests for dogs in about 35 states so far.
Oh, wow. Did you guys, I guess, encounter any challenges when you went to expanding the program like that? Was it tough getting the vests out there? And did you, you know, how did you guys go about that?
Actually, no, not a challenge from that aspect. The vests are manufactured through Armor Express in Michigan, and we use a distributor here in Massachusetts, and the distributor takes care of the orders for us. They
okay.
also take care of the embroidery. Every vest is custom embroidered, so if somebody's interested in purchasing and donating an entire vest, they have an opportunity to put a custom sentiment on there, which has become really popular with a lot of people. They may like to do it in memory of a pet that they've lost or a loved one or, you know, just a gift from their particular business. So that's been a smooth process for us. It's kind of like a well-oiled machine. I think the biggest challenge is that this has really expanded and grown tremendously. And the more it expands and grows, the more people we need to help the effort. So I think that's where the biggest challenge lies. And sleep, as I mentioned
yeah.
here earlier, I don't get a lot of it.
So how do police departments, I guess, do they get in contact with you guys, or do you seek them out? How does that work?
It can work both ways. As I mentioned earlier, some of the volunteers across the country help us to recruit dogs. That's specifically what they do. They find dogs that need vests for us, whether they're in law enforcement or their spouse may be in law enforcement. So we've started a great networking team in various
okay.
states. In Minnesota, we have a great collaboration of law enforcement volunteers that work really well to help secure that type of information. So they basically find dogs in departments that have needs.
Okay, and do you guys find that it's smaller departments, more mid-size, or even large departments?
a variety of departments. It's all of them.
Okay, great. And if you could tell us a little bit more about the partnership you guys have with Pet Armor and how that came about and how long you guys have been partnering up with them.
We actually were introduced to Pet Armor by their public relations firm, which is Hunter Public Relations. I had worked with them before on another project, so they had been back in touch to let me know that their client, Pet Armor, was interested in talking to us about protecting dogs across the country, and they had asked us if we could, in fact, seek out, you know, a number of dogs that had needs for vets. So my specific communication has been with Hunter Public Relations on behalf of their client, Pet Armor.
And I guess partnerships such as that one, how does that help your group? And, you know, it's something that has helped you guys grow and, I guess, spread the word.
It helps us because it brings more awareness. It's protecting more dogs. And without people like Pet Armor, we would not be able to do this. I mean, corporate sponsors, they have the means and the resources. They have the media to make this effective and to really send out a message. And that's what they've been able to do. And they're dedicated to wanting these dogs to be safe. So we're very thankful, obviously, that they chose our charity and for the fact that they realize the importance of the work that these dogs do and how they need this protection.
Okay, well, I thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck in your group's future efforts.
Well, thank you.